Campaign 2012 on WTOP.
Would you want four more years with declining earnings and raising taxes?
After all that we've been through together, we sure as heck can't give up now.
Unemployment news coming out at 8:30 this morning before this last weekend of the campaign. Joining us live, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent, host of Face the Nation. Bob, good morning. It's razor's edge in many of these polls.
I tell you, I have a question for you fellas this morning.
What's that?
Really help me. Who do you think's going to win? I've never seen, well, I have. 2000, it was very, very close. And remember, the polls all said, this is just going to be, it's a tie. And, you know, people on both sides kept saying, well, go back, ask more questions, do more polling. The answer, it was a tie. You know what? It was a tie, basically, is what it came down to. And we may have one that's even closer this time. And now you factor in this hurricane and the impact it's had up and down the East Coast. You know, I think probably New York is still going to go Democratic, as is New Jersey. You know, we do have Virginia and North Carolina, which are key battleground states, and they are so close right now that I wouldn't bet anybody's money on who's going to win this race, and I certainly wouldn't bet mine. I think we're in a position here, and I really hope this doesn't happen, but we're in a position where one candidate could actually win the general, you know, the popular vote, and mm-hmm. another could win the electoral vote, and whichever way that would come out, I think it would be very difficult because it would, you know, just show that neither side has a mandate. And I hope that whoever wins this thing wins both the popular and the electoral vote. I mean, it's going to be difficult enough to cite a mandate that. You know, if it turns out to be as close as it looks like it is. But sure hope both those votes come out the same way, frankly.
The Romney campaign seems to be newly optimistic in Pennsylvania and even in New Hampshire, where they think they might be able to pick up a few electoral votes.
You know, I've talked to the Romney folks, and I respect them and all of that, but I don't know if they're confident or they want us to think they're confident, you know. And that's always the case in a campaign. You always have to take everything that you're told in context. But the fact is, they're putting money into Pennsylvania where they hadn't spent any before. And they're also putting, you know, they bought some ads in Michigan where they haven't done anything before. So, you know, you just, and Minnesota as well, it's just very difficult to gauge that at this time. But for sure, this race is really, really close. And, you know, that's the only bottom line you can draw from it.
Bob, you've taught us well. We'll never duck a question. You asked who's going to win Election Day. We think we have the answer.
All right.
We do.
The lawyers. Thousands of them have been hired in case this thing is close like 2000. I see you on the steps of the Supreme Court again, Bob.
Well, there you go. I'll tell you somebody else. television stations haven't done too bad either in this deal. You know, the political advertising this year
unprecedented.
It's just over the top. We're going to have a $2 billion campaign, and somehow or another, I'm glad everybody's making money out of this, but, you know, you just don't envision the framers sitting around there when they were writing the Declaration of Independence and later writing the Constitution. I just don't think this is what they had in mind, and I don't know how
ridiculous
it is, but I hope somehow we can find a way to make money at least less a factor than it has been in our politics. But
what do you have coming up on Face the Nation?
Well, we're not going to either side. We're going to just talk to a lot of political analysts, and I have no idea how it's going to come out. So I got people like Peggy Noonan of the Wall Street Journal, D.D. Myers, Rich Lowry of the New Republic and Time Magazine, Dave Gergen's going to be along, John Dickerson, Stu Rothenberg, the political expert, Larry Sabato from down at the University of Virginia. And we're just going to kick it around and see if we can see some trends. My guess is they don't know any more about it than I do, but we'll ask them all.
And I'll let you fill in the blank like your mom used to say.
Go vote. It makes you feel big and strong.
I love that so much. Have a great weekend. Going to be a busy one, Bob. Thank you.